Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, you're Round the Way Social Worker. And thank you so much for coming back. I am here just to educate, empower, and encourage you. Thank you so much. Man, we are rolling. We are rolling. We are in the second week of January 2023. Yes. But I just want to encourage you. I want to motivate you. And last week we were talking about what healthy looks like as far as relationships as we continue to maintain or even create healthy relationships. And we're just talking about what it looks like and how they should when you are on the dating scene or even in your marriage, what they should look like. But I just want to come to you today. Don't settle. Don't you start settling in your friendships, in your relationship. And I want to tell you not stop it. Stop it. Self-betrayal. And a lot of times we get in these relationships, we're in these marriages, and we'll start saying that things are okay when clearly they're not okay. And then here comes the resentment. Here comes the bitterness. Here comes the attitudes. Because we've said some things were okay in a relationship, and really they were not. Stop betraying yourself and start speaking what is okay and what's not okay. Because let me tell you something. In a relationship, you have to be authentic. Don't you start playing these roles or going along to get along, and then you're going to be right back where you were in the last relationship, in the last friendship, at the last job. So you, if it's not okay, say it's not okay. Stop betraying yourself at the expense of others. You know, stop overextending yourself to show love. I couldn't even get it out because I'm going to tell you this word. Stop overextending yourself to show love. Love is an action word. It is. So that means that you have to do, they have to do. We want to reciprocate the same thing. But when you find yourself overextending and not receiving, stop betraying yourself. Stop betraying yourself and skipping activities and things that you enjoy. That's a sign of self-betrayal. But we're not going to go into this new year betraying ourselves. We're going to be our true selves unapologetically. And if those that mind, they're not going to matter. And those that matter, they're not going to mind. Test the theory. Let me know. We're not going into this year. We hadn't spent all that last year getting ourselves together, resetting ourselves, you know, learning what toxicity was, eliminating some relationships that were not good for us, only to step right back into another relationship where they don't do as much as the last one, but they do. Baby, stop betraying who you are. Stop it. And another thing, stop ignoring your intuition, a.k.a. us Christians. Stop ignoring the Holy Ghost. You hear me? When he is speaking to you, when you get that feeling, when you know, baby, go ahead and just say, I hear you. Because the Holy Ghost ain't going to tell us wrong. And people say, you know, it's a woman's intuition. You know, that's the Holy Ghost on the inside of us telling us, So I'm saying this year, don't you step back into betraying yourself. Be you unapologetically. Those that mind are not going to matter. And those that matter are most definitely not going to mind. Stop betraying yourself when you become the caretaker. As a social worker, let me tell you, you know, we assist. We present better ways. But some of us as social workers, we find ourselves doing. Then we get burnt out. No, ma'am, no, sir. I'm not that social worker. I'm going to show you. I will give you a better way, but I'm not going to do the work for you. So you, as the person you are, you're the caretaker, right? And some of us have to be. Some of us have to be the caretakers. But at the same time, you're neglecting you. There's no self time. There's no quiet time. There's no me time because you're the caretaker. But even when I was in school, I remember they would tell us as a social worker that we need to have a therapist because so many people dump their stuff on us. We need somebody to dump off on. And it's just a cycle. It's a healthy cycle. So I'm saying to you, you can be the caretaker, but you have to make sure that you are caretaking of yourself. We're not doing self-betrayal this year. 2023, we're not going to do that right there. We're not going to neglect, put our feelings, put our needs to the side to meet somebody else's when we know that the ones that we're doing it for, child, they have to think real hard before they do it for us. Not to say that they won't do it, but it's going to take a whole lot of manipulation, coercing. So no, we're not doing it this year. We're not doing that. And we most definitely not going to silence our opinion to remain agreeable. Not this year. Not this year. We're not betraying ourselves this year. We're loving ourselves this year. And I'm telling you, when you go into a relationship with that mindset, you'll get to see the real person that you are engaged with. And when I mean engaged with, engaged in a friendship, any kind of relationship, you'll see the real person. Now, I'm not saying go in there and have all these anger issues and being confrontational. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. We are not self-betraying ourselves this year. You know, you're going to let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. And there's a way that you can say it. Listen, my beautician, my loctician, when I went, she said, Miss Tara, she said, you just have this demeanor. You have this presence that you're not to be messed with. You know, she said, you know, a little bit stronger, but y'all get what I'm saying. She said, you just have this presence about you. You just have, you know, this, you don't have to say nothing. You know, it's like they know. Now she don't play. And I don't, because I love myself and I'm not going to let nobody play with me. And so that's what I'm saying to you. Don't let nobody play with you. Don't let nobody play with on your top. This year, stop betraying yourself. You are worthy of respect. You are worthy of love. You are worthy. And don't let nobody try to trick you out of it or make you think that you're not, because you are. Self-love, you got to love yourself, baby. And when you love yourself, I'm telling you, it's not going to matter who comes. It's not going to matter who goes, because you'll be just fine. But this year, we're not doing self-betrayal. Self-betrayal is out the window. As a little girl, we used to play this game. It was called Devils and Angels. So we were angels and somebody had to be the devil. So we sat on the porch and sometimes we were cakes. Sometimes we were colors. Sometimes we were cars. You know, we would just be different things. So then the devil would come because he wanted one of the angels. And he'll say, well, is there a pound cake? And we'd be like, nope, throw it out the window. And they say, well, if it's a chocolate cake, nope, throw it out the window. And then, is it a strawberry cake? And then the strawberry cake had to stand up and go with the devil. So, but this year, no, throw it out the window. We're not going for that this year. We loving ourselves in 2023. We have neglected our love enough. And I keep saying our because I want you to understand that when I talk, you know, even as a therapist, even as a person, I have been guilty of it. But no, we're not doing that this year. We not. You know, when people talk and when I encourage, we're a team. We're not doing that this year. So I encourage you this year to start loving yourself. Start taking that time. Start looking in the mirror and say, good morning, gorgeous. Good morning, handsome. I love me. Just start speaking love over yourself, because betrayal ain't where it's at this year. And you, Let me tell you this. This is the last thing I want to give you. You accepting behaviors that go against your core values and your belief. Self-betrayal. You know it ain't right. You wasn't raised like that. That's not your moral. But everybody else doing it or they want to do it. I tell you what. Do it without me. And I repeat at the beginning. Those that mind, they're not going to matter. And those that matter, they're not going to mind. So I say to you today, stop it. Stop self-betraying yourself and start loving yourself this year. And I'm telling you, it's going to be some people that's going to frown up and turn their mouth up. Eels, I'm loving me. There's going to be some people that are not going to accept the you loving you. And that's fine. Don't stop it. But we're not betraying ourselves anymore, you know, and we're not explaining ourselves because I said so. Now, if you feel like you want to give them an explanation as to why, go right ahead. But if not, no is a complete sentence. Yeah, write that down. No is a complete sentence and be done with it. I'm just saying it ain't no self-betrayal in 2023. It's all about self-love. It's all about self-love. I'm telling you, and if you are having a hard time loving yourself, you don't know how to get back on the right track, I am the Step Strong Coach. I am the Step Strong Coach. I show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically. That means I show you how to reevaluate, reassess, and reset and restart your life in a positive way that's going to be beneficial to you. And then whatever else is added is going to be revenue. You hear me? So if you need that, if you need just, what do I do? How do I start? Go ahead. DM me. Reach out to me and say, hey, Tara, I'm ready. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. So until the next time, y'all continue to push past the pain. Y'all persevere. Y'all make sure that y'all are smiling big and stepping strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And they most definitely want to see how you maintain. Because they already know that self-betrayal is you. But let them know, not this year. There's some changes around here. So until the next time, y'all continue to trust God. Talk to God. Sit in his face at his feet and watch and let him minister to you and watch how he reveals the things that you should have been seeing. But it's the right time for it. So until the next time, y'all be blessed and I holler.